Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about honoring Mother Holla. In the depths of winter, we are embraced by Mother Holla, who was the great winter goddess of Northern Europe. This benevolent winter mother gave her name to countries like Holland, Holla's land. Each winter, Mother Holla pulled the white wolf skin of snow over the earth to protect it from the stinging cold and freezing winds of this darkest time of year. Mother Holla was an ancient giantess, which means she was an elemental earth goddess. We tend to think of winter as a time of death, but for Mother Holla, winter was merely her season of collecting all that was tired, sick, and worn out, and taking it back into her bright underworld realm, a warm and nurturing place for the souls of the dead. Here she regenerated them and prepared them for rebirth. Mother Holla had many personae. She was also embodied in Hlodin, the daughter of night. Hlodin personified the uncultivated and unpopulated earth. Our ancestors venerated her on the tops of mountains, where she went to copulate with the sky. And from this lovemaking, all life continued. Another manifestation of Mother Holla was Huldra, the hill lady, queen of the hill fairies, who were called Huldra folk. They protected the herds of deer that grazed on the mountainsides. The Huldra folk loved to dance and make music, and the mournful hypnotic melodies that Huldra played on her magic harp lured unsuspecting humans to their winter revelries. Huldra and her Huldra folk were astonishingly beautiful. But like all woodland fairies, their backs were hollow and they had long tails, revealing their essential animal natures. Mother Holla was also called Perkta, the White Lady. She wore a long mantle of snow and sat at her wheel, spinning the destiny of the world. Spinning was an ancient metaphor for the act of creating, making the thread that continuously wove the world into existence. And while Perkta's spinning is ongoing, one never knows what kind of thread she will create. Mother Holla was sometimes seen as a weather goddess. It was said that when it rained, she was doing her washing, and when it snowed, she was shaking out her feather bed. She embodied winter storms by leading the host of the dead on wild rides through the night sky. One could hear her voice as the wind blew around roofs and chimneys. And wherever she passed, the fields would be especially fertile and abundant in next year's harvest. In more recent times, however, Mother Holla became demonized and her gifts of blessing the earth and restoring the souls of the dead were taken from her. She became known as the Queen of Witches and Demons, an ugly old hag who devoured children. But wherever snowy winters occur, Mother Holla lives on. Here in the North American continent, Mother Holla is known by other names. In Algonquin culture, she was called Nipa. Nipa was also a moon goddess who was associated with darkness, night, cold, sleep, and death. Her primary attribute was the winter moon that lit the sleeping world, as Nipa incubated new life under the blanket of snow. Nipa was similar to the Wabanaki Great Bear Mother, Awasosqua, who nurtured the next cycle, hibernating under the snow in the deep sleep of winter. In a few days, we will experience a new moon of winter, Nipa's moon, which will illuminate the snow-covered fields, reminding us that even in the cold and dark of winter, Mother Winter, the Hidden One, is busy beneath the snow, creating and nurturing the next cycle of life. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.